Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. We're coming up on the Memorial Day holiday, so I'm wishing everybody a safe holiday. I'm Veronica McMillan, the co-host for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Our host, Francine Humphrey, is not with us tonight. I'm asking you all for prayers for her. She was in an accident with her daughter yesterday, and they got some bumps and bruises, so she's not going to be on the show tonight. We have such wonderful guests that I'm going to bring on in just a few minutes, so you all hold on. Let me just tell you a little bit more about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women is basically founded by our host, Francine Humphrey, and it's basically an organization that helps women and their families reach long and short-term goals and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, I am Veronica McMillan, the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Our goal is to help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and to help them to develop their programs for their 501c3 organization. And both Francine and I both were big advocates for women and families, so we certainly have programs for them. Tonight, our guest is the Brinkleys. This is the power couple for the Hampton Roads area. I'm going to bring them on in just a second. They've been my accountants for the past 2 years, and I can't say enough about who they are, praising them for the work that they do. And I'm sure for everyone that use the Brinkleys, they can agree with what I'm saying tonight. They are definitely a couple that you want to connect with if you're in business, whether that is a nonprofit or a for-profit business, you're just thinking about getting started or what have you, you want to connect with them. So I'm going to bring them on the line and have them to introduce themselves. You all tonight, we won't go with questions because, again, the show is only 30 minutes, and I got a bunch of questions that I want to ask myself, and so I don't need you all asking, but certainly they'll be shouting out their information throughout the show. So I'm going to bring the Brinkleys on. Good evening, Brinkleys. How are you all today?
Good evening. We are well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good evening.
Wonderful.
Thank you for having
good
us.
Good evening. Oh, it's a pleasure. You all are my friends. You all know that every time I have something that is accounting related or bookkeeping related, you all are my go-to people. You all are the power couple for Hampton Roads, and I'll keep on saying that. But I want you all, first of all, to just basically tell the listening audience, because our listening audience is not just in the Hampton Roads. We're blessed to have our listening audience to spread out throughout the United States. And so I really want you all to basically tell the audience about yourselves, how they can connect with you, your website, and all of that stuff before I jump into my questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, Veronica, thank you so much for having us as your go-to people. We pride ourselves in just providing the best services that we possibly can to all those that trust in us, because we understand how valuable the services are that we provide. And, the business owners that trust in our services, we want to make sure that we are delivering exquisite services that help keep their businesses running. And to answer your question, we are accountants. Our company is Brinkley Financial.
Yep, and we're a full-range accounting firm. Basically, we service small business, nonprofits, church, just anything that falls into the accounting umbrella. And our core services is bookkeeping, business formation, cash disbursement, payroll, and tax preparation.
Yes, ma'am. And we can be found on social media, and we have a website as well. Our website is www.brinkleyfinancialllc.com. In our office, we have an office downtown Norfolk, Virginia, and we also have one in Midtown Manhattan. And we can be reached on social media. We have a Facebook page, actually, that is Brinkley Financial Norfolk. And then there's another one for Brinkley Financial New York.
Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. I'll say it again. This is the power couple for the Hampton Roads area when it comes to accounting and bookkeeping and all of your needs. We've been partnering with them for the past 2 years, and I just give you all high praise because that's not my area of strength, and to be able to have you all to take care though that part of the business for me is so important. So I want to jump right into this with our questions because, as I said, in a 30-minute show with technology and all that stuff, things tend to, you know, it goes by really quickly. So I'm going to start with, when did you all get started in accounting, and why work with small businesses? So I'll throw that out there to you all first. And if you're getting any background noise or what have you, again, I think it's the technology piece on this end because that's what I'm picking up, a little bit of background noise. And so for those of you all who are listening, you know, just bear with us, stay with us or what have you. But basically the question is, when did you all get started in accounting, and why work with small businesses? Because small businesses can be a bit, especially those who are getting started. I know in the nonprofit world, I primarily work with nonprofits, and it usually takes a nonprofit about 7 to 10 years to really get its sea legs in. But the accounting piece is so vitally important, and that was one of the reasons I reached out to you all. But tell us how you all got started in it, and why work with small businesses.
Well, we got started in 2008, and at the time it was I was dating my wife, and my dad's church was dealing with a situation where they needed books and financial records. So I put a word in to my wife because she worked at one of the number one accounting firms in the U.S. So I put a word in there, and that was something that she did. And I was in college at the time, majoring in business for my last semester. So once I graduated, me and her put together that I was a business major with the concentration of international relations, and she's a accounting major. So we said, like, why not start helping churches? So we started helping churches. Then we started assisting the church members. Then we just, you know, took it from there and expanded.
And it was so cool, Veronica, because, like, when his dad needed our help, him being a pastor, he had no clue on how to, you know, do the church finance thing. You know, he's great at being a pastor, great at being a church leader, great at what he does as a pastor. But when it came to the other side of the operation, he had no clue. And we felt that, you know what, there may be a lot of people in this predicament because we know that people have a passion to grow their organization. But when it comes to understanding how the finances flow from transaction to transaction, we know some people may have difficulties with keeping up with documentation and just understanding like profit and loss statements and knowing how to keep up with budgets and things like that nature. So we decided from there to expand the operation from not just his dad's church, but expand it to other churches because we know that it would be helpful to those people in that field. But then it grew, Veronica, because when we saw the need, we started to branch out to more for-profit businesses as well.
And then that part with the small businesses, because there are sometimes, right now what I'm trying to do, I've found in working with nonprofits, you know, accessing capital is a big issue. And so what we're trying to do is turn the corner a little bit and try to help nonprofits find capital. And in finding capital, you also have to manage capital. And sometimes with small businesses, that's that little area that banks kind of, you know, pull away from, funders pull away from it because they're just getting started or what have you. And as I said, you all have been with us 2 years. Our nonprofit is only 3 years old. And so we needed somebody basically to come in there and sort of undergird us and help us in that area while I'm trying to build the business. And you all didn't avoid that. You all didn't avoid, like, hey, when you all get 6 years old, 8 years old, then call us. You all just went in there and just jumped in there. So why do you all do the work that you do with small businesses?
You know, the reason we do that is because our original passion is to help people grow their business. And if you shy away from the startup, then there's no way to actually help someone build their business. One thing that we always say is that you have to know what your numbers are saying from the beginning. And if you don't understand what they're saying, then you won't know where to take your business, and you won't know how to grow it.
Yep. Dan, statistically, we realize that over 85% of African Americans and small business in general failed in the first 2 years of services. So we wanted to find out, all right, why is that? And a lot of the companies that was falling were great companies. It's not like there were just companies that had bad services. No, there was actually awesome companies. So we start doing research and finding out that, okay, a lot of times it was tax problems that they ran into. Then we wanted to understand why did they run into the problems. And then we went down to the nitty-gritty and found out it was a lack of understanding. So a lot of business owners, they're very passionate about what they do, but they don't really understand the tax implications and, you know, the tax laws that come into their business and their business structure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
okay,
so your organization, you have a nonprofit, but then there's also other types of entities other than nonprofit, because in the for-profit world, you know, you have corporations, sole proprietors, partnerships, et cetera. And what people don't understand is when they start their organization, whether it's a nonprofit or if you still have to file tax returns, you still have to sometimes pay taxes depending on the situation. And when they don't know what their obligations are, that can have a snowball effect.
Yes, yes. And callers, for those of you all who are listening, this is one of the reasons why we're doing this. And, of course, we're going to have to bring this back later on in the year as well, because I get calls all the time where people are asking about their businesses or what have you, have no clue regarding the financial piece of it. And that is the stuff that jacks up organizations all the time. And I think what happens oftentimes in businesses is they're waiting to get to a certain revenue stream. You know, they're waiting until we get to $50,000, waiting until we, rather than, hey, you only made $5,000 this year, you're still climbing and you're still growing, but you need to be able to show that there's a history in terms of what you're doing. And this is not your cousin doing it. So for all of those of you all who are listening, these are my partners. Basically, you need to get the accounting, the bookkeeping, that piece done, not your cousin doing it. Because I think, again, what happens, we get trapped with people saying, well, my cousin can do that, to the point that you all just made tax laws and being able to be good stewards, transparency, all of those pieces matter. So it's important. Churches, because I have a lot of people who call who have churches or what have you, who basically are not understanding the importance of doing this. Passion takes you only but so far, but you still are running the business, whether it's a mom and pop or a Fortune 500 company, it has to be done. And these are our go-to people. I'm not saying that everybody that's a part of our network use them, but they're the people that I point them to, because you all are trustworthy, which is vitally important in any type of business, which leads me to my next question. Why is it important for small business to have bookkeeping or accounting services?
Oh, that is a great question. I'm so glad you asked that. Okay, so small businesses should absolutely have bookkeeping and accounting services from the beginning. And the reason why is because when you start up your businesses, you don't realize that the money that you're spending, that is investment money going into your business that needs to be kept up with, because, one, they are tax deductions. They are actual tax deductions. They can be written off on your taxes, and they'll be a great benefit to you at the end of the year. But you need to have proper documentation backing these things up, and this, your accountant would help you with that. But then there's also other reasons. So then there's the budgeting aspect of it, because you want to know how much money that you spent to start up your company, and that way you will be able to know how to plan moving forward, because you need to know your startup costs versus, you know, income and profits and stuff like that. How does these startup costs affect your profit and loss statement? But then the most important thing is you need to have a profit and loss statement in place so that you can see if your business is even profitable. A lot of people don't know how much their business has profited or if their business is even profitable at all.
Yep, and the number one question that a lot of business owners normally ask or normally say is, I've been working all year, but I'm not really sure how much my company brought in or I seem like I work all day and all night, but I'm not seeing a profit. And that is because mm-hmm. they don't have their financial records and obligations in order.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes. And so before we go to the next question, can you all give your information again? So for those of you all who are listening, this is the time that you go and grab your pencil, paper, that's old school pencil and paper stuff, or your telephone or whatever it is that you have to get the information, because they're going to tell you all how to connect with them, even if you're just thinking about getting started. Here's the important piece. It is the Bible says that we perish for lack of knowledge. And I think that what we have to understand is that you've got to get the knowledge of, even if you're thinking about, this is what I want to do. How much is it going to cost me? What do I need to do? Do I have my receipts in a shoebox somewhere? Whatever it is, you got to begin somewhere. And if this is not your strength, do not take this on. Do not let family members do this. That do not have any accounting experience. Do not let the person down the street, and I have nothing against the storefront, tax preparation places and all of that stuff, but I think what you want is people who have a history and who has knowledge, skills, and information they can give to you all. So if you all will, just give your contact information, your email, email, website, all of the stuff that you want to give.
Okay. Well, you're listening to James and Tanita Brinkley. We're partners of Brinkley Financial. That's a full-range accounting firm, which is located, our headquarters is located in Norfolk, Virginia, and we also have a second location in Midtown Manhattan. And our core functions with full-range accounting firm and our core services is bookkeeping, budgeting, business formation, payroll, tax preparation, pretty much anything under the accounting umbrella. And in the last 5 years, we've been privileged to be voted three times the best of Norfolk accounting firm mm-hmm. under the category of bookkeeping and accounting services.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a rooted toot right there. And that's why I called in my accountants, because of the fact that that's not my area. That's not my area of strength. And so I keep on saying that, because this is the issue that businesses run into. They're trying to juggle programs. They're trying to juggle marketing and PR and all of that stuff. And, again, don't get caught up in you only made $5,000, $7,000, whatever it is. Don't get caught up in that. Just start having your books, because in the nonprofit world, funders want to know. They want to be able to have a profit and loss statement. They want to see that you only made $6,000. They want to see that you didn't do it yourself or a board member didn't do it, because there's a conflict of interest there. They want to see all of that, and so you got to have that. That's why we're doing this, so that you can kind of start putting the steps in place, the things in place that you need to have, so that as you grow your business is growing with integrity, your business is growing with transparency, you have great financials, when it's time for an audit to be done, all of those things, you got those things in place, and you got the people who can do it for you. You all hear it in Norfolk office, and you hear it in New York office. They're rolling. So basically, they know what they're doing. You don't get two offices in a major city like New York in the Hampton Roads area without being people of integrity and knowing what you're doing. So let me get to my next question, because look at it. We got 10 minutes. That's what I said. That's why I'm not taking calls. And so that's why I'm basically wanting them to give that information out so that you all can connect with them. No, it doesn't even matter whether or not you're even in the Hampton Roads area. You still can connect. You still can call. You can do whatever that you need to do if you have a question, and that you can connect with them. And those of you who are churches, nonprofits, big small businesses or what have you, who don't have that accounting, bookkeeping piece down, you got the people on the line tonight that you can connect with, call, or do whatever that you need to do to make the connection. So with said, what do you all think is the greatest challenges for small business as it pertains to finances? And I say that because I knew when I came to you all, we had just really kind of got started, so we didn't have a whole bunch of money nor a whole bunch of receipts and stuff, but I still remember, like, oh, my God, where are those receipts at? I remember me scrambling trying to figure out what I need to do. So what do you think is the greatest challenge for businesses when it pertains to finances?
Well, I feel like one of the number one challenges is discipline when it comes to finances. Normally, a business owner would start their business based on passion, but over time, they would have to become disciplined to start, you know, holding on to receipts, start separating their personal finances from their business finances, and just discipline of following the correct way of doing it. Because I know a lot of times, especially the high cash volume type of companies, their one weakness is spending the cash that's in their pocket, opposed to actually depositing that income as a proper transaction.
Yep, there's also other challenges, but one main one that we see, other than what my husband just said, is small businesses are being set up all over the U.S. by awesome people, but they don't understand their entity type. Mm-hmm. And what happens at the end of the year, if you don't know your entity type, you won't know what tax returns you need to file. You won't understand your tax implications, and you really won't know the benefits that you have tax-wise, or whether it's, you know, you have to file two tax returns or one, or do you have any income, or does your business have the income? There's a lot of things that people don't know when they don't understand their entity type.
Yep.
And that's one thing we've been educating small businesses on.
Yeah, that's a very important one, too, the entity types, because a lot of people, for example, if more than two people come together and want to start a business, that's considered a partnership. So a lot of people create partnerships or multi-member LLCs not knowing that they have different tax implications from a regular sole proprietor. So you want to be abreast of the tax laws and the tax laws that specifically pertain to your entity.
Right. You all are dropping nuggets of wisdom. I'm hoping that you all that are listening are getting this information. And this is what I'm saying when I say that these are that this couple is the power couple for the Hampton Roads area, and why I push all of my nonprofits in that direction, or anybody that asks me questions about who's a good accountant, because what happens is it's about building relationships in business. It's about making sure you're connecting with people who know what they're doing, who you can trust, who has experience behind them and know what they're doing and know the laws that pertain to that's one of the biggest things that I think most people struggle with. Because if you're struggling and trying to balance your own checkbook, oh, you're going to have some problems when it comes to balancing the budget for the business and all of that stuff. And so why try to do that? Why don't you have professionals who can do that for you all, who are in business or who are trying, who are just considering? Because again, later on in the year, we want to do something, and we're going to bring the Brinkleys and brick and mortar to a place, and to have that. And one of the things that I also want to say is for those of you all who are thinking about starting a business and how you're going to do your accounting and all that stuff, get the right information first. Because if you get caught up and get somebody who tells you the wrong thing, you kind of get that you don't really trust anybody kind of thing, and you don't want to go over here, and then you get that hard-heartedness toward people who can do what they need to do for you, but you're afraid because of the past experience that you have. So don't get caught up in that, because it's going to be important. And you've heard the wisdom that has been shared on this line tonight. I'm going to get to my last question because we got about seven more minutes. See how time flies? It just goes so, so quickly. So my last question to you all would be, what advice would you give someone who's ready to start a business and they're not really ready to do the accounting part of it right now, but they know that they're going to need it? So what would you say to them that they need to do to get prepared and to make themselves accounting, bookkeeping ready? What advice would you all give?
Okay. So first off, do research and understand your entity type to make sure that the entity that you set up, you understand what you're getting into.
And I would, I guess, piggyback on my wife. I would set up a consultation with the proper advisor so you would know that you're taking the proper steps. So before you actually dive into maybe a bookkeeping package or a payroll, sit down with an accountant and see if there are better strategic ways that you could start your business. That way, when you're ready to come to a CPA or a full-range accounting firm, all of your ducks will be in order and you can just transition smoothly.
Exactly. And in the meantime, save all your receipts, save your receipts, save your receipts. And stay away from cash transactions, too.
Yes. So you heard that. Save your receipts, save your receipts, save your receipts, save your receipts. And that's so important because especially with where we are in the climate that we're in with IRS and all of the changes and donations. And again, I'm leaning toward that side of the nonprofit because that, you know, that's my wheelhouse. That's the area that mm-hmm. that I know. But I know that basically you gotta do it. And I'm saying this tonight because of some of the calls that I get in our trainings that we've had over in the past. I think that is the area that I have found that people tend to shy away, but that's one of the areas that will get you in the biggest trouble. And again, I'm talking about those in the nonprofit world. When a funder sees that you have not handled your finances well, because the purpose of most nonprofits is to get that 501c determination letter and all of that stuff because they want to go after grants. But a funder really wants to know, do you have a strong program? And the financial management is so important. And so that is why I keep saying that this is the power couple of the Hampton Roads area, and I'm not throwing shade and not doing anything on anybody else. I just know this is the couple that I've been working with over the past 2 years and who keep my stuff straight. And, again, for those of you all who are saying, oh, God, well, we haven't made any money, get out of that mindset that you've only made $10,000, because that's an issue too. Is that not you all? Is that not an issue for those who even thinking that, wow, we only made $10,000?
Absolutely. A lot of people, they hear things from hearsay or hear what their family or maybe their granddaddy used to do back in the days, and they say, okay, I don't make enough money, but before they look at it, they going down the wrong path and not even properly advised. So without the proper, advice, a lot of business owners go into the wrong direction. And before mm-hmm. they can even think about getting an accountant free will or an accountant free will, the IRS, the VEC, or someone is knocking on their door, now they're calling and panicking with the situation that arises.
Exactly. And so you all have heard that the consultation, how important that is, and I think just to sit down, I mean, it's worth the cost to get in and to speak with the experts on what it means to get your business started and what does the financial, the bookkeeping, and all that stuff. And you'll be surprised, it's not as expensive as you think it is. I've been so blessed to have you all as my accountants, bookkeepers, and all of that, and I can't say thank you enough to you all as we wind this show down in our last couple of minutes to just give you all a moment to just shout out again your contact information to our listening audience so that they will be able to reach out to you all. So if you don't mind, if you all can just shout that out again to our listening audience.
All right. Well, we'll be taking phone calls from our listening audience. Our office hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. You can call our office 757-905-2971. We'd
yep.
love to hear from you.
And also, you can reach us on our website. That's BrinkleyFinancialLLC.com. That's BrinkleyFinancialLLC.com. And many of your questions and concerns could probably be answered by just visiting our website. But, again, we would like to schedule a consultation. So, as my wife said, you can feel free to call us on our main office line. That's 757-905-2971.
All righty, there you have it.
Yes.
Wonderful. You heard it. You heard it from my experts, my power couple. It's been a blast talking to you all. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, and thank you all so much to my listening audience. Stay positive. Speak to God. Praise God. Francine, we're praying for you. Brinkley, thank you all so very much. I just love you both. Take care and have a blessed day, okay?
All right, thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. And so if you want to reach out to Issues Concerning Women, it's issuesconcerningwomen.org, and the Micro Nonprofit Network is www.micrononprofit.com. Take care. Bye-bye.